Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on the Daily Dub, presented by BetMGM, I'm Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser, and for Jenks today. Coming up, we'll give you all of our plays for Monday Night Football. I understand the Cowboys and the Raiders don't really move the needle for a lot of us, but the total in this game is 50. And if you like to bet on props like I do, this could be a pretty profitable game if this game lines up according to what we've seen from these defenses over the course of the season. So I've got some plays. It's 7:20. We go on to college football. Our biggest takeaways from some of the upsets over the weekend and some of the big wins and some of these massive top 25 matchups. So PJ, last night as I'm watching Sunday Night Football, they always have the same intro where it's waiting all day for Sunday night. And you're like, you know what, Carrie? You're actually right. The Eagles and the Lions, pretty good game. But if tonight's game was that same thing, we were like, waiting all day for Monday night, you'd be like, I don't know about that. The Cowboys and the Raiders, this is not exactly a game where ESPN's like, come on, like this is one of those games where people know they need us in their life. I understand the YouTube TV dispute is over. But how do you spin this game? Do you say, okay, there's going to be a lot of great props in this game? Because I will say this, if I'm going to watch bad football, I want to at least watch bad football where there's a lot of touchdowns scored.
Yeah, I mean, you got two options, right? Like, this is why we gamble. This is why we sports bet for nights like this and games like this, to keep us interested, to keep us intrigued. Or this is the night where, like, you take your girlfriend or your wife out and you tell her, like, football's on, but you're more important. We can go out to dinner tonight, something like that, right? It's that it's that kind of game. Like, it's similar to, like, Patriots-Jets on Thursday. So you could try and swing, like, two games in 1 week if you are in the next, like, in the four-day span if you want. But, yeah, this one's going to be tough. Because both defenses are so bad, maybe it actually turns out to be a pretty good game. Geno Smith has just been so bad this year for Vegas. I was really high coming into the season on the Raiders, Chelsea, because, you know, Pete Carroll's obviously a really good coach and had so many successful years with USC in college and then with the Seahawks in the NFL. And for a guy at his age, you know, I mean, he could have stayed in retirement. And I was like, why would Pete Carroll come off the couch to win like five or six games, right? Like, he would come back if he thought he had a legit chance to win. They trade for his former quarterback. They get Genty. You got Crosby and Wilkins and some pieces on that defensive line. And it has been a really, really bad year for the Raiders. So, you know, this is one of those games where an offense as bad as they've been, you're going up against a defense that hasn't been very good. So can they make plays? And then on the flip side, Dallas's offense has been really fun this season, and especially when they've had all their pieces and they're fully healthy, they can put up a ton of points. So maybe this game does end up being pretty high scoring. Like you said, the total is 50.5, and anytime the Cowboys are involved, they're a great over team with how good their offense is and how bad their defense is. But yeah, I don't have too many expectations for this game, but I'm interested to see I think more than anything, how Geno Smith plays against this Dallas defense, because it's like, if he can't put up some numbers against this defense at home, it's, I don't know, like, how many more games Geno's going to play well this season for the Raiders.
Right. And here's the thing, like, they've played some bad defenses. Like, they played the Commanders and they lost 41-24 earlier in the season, lost to the Jags, even though that was an overtime loss. So I don't know, but I will say this. I do think in the betting space, sometimes it's great when a team faces a really tough defensive matchup and then they turn around and face a really easy defensive matchup, because you look at some of the Raiders numbers, for some of their offensive players, and you're like, whoa, what happened last game? Like, Brock Bowers had one catch for, let's see, 31 yards in that last game against the Broncos. Well, the Broncos are one of the best defenses in the NFL, so maybe it's one of those spots where you can get a lower number on Brock Bowers, because I do think he's one of the many players that could get their receiving props tonight. But before we go any further, I didn't ask you, do you like a side in this game?
You know, if I had to bet it, I think I probably will, now that we're at 3.5. I think I would lean towards Vegas. I just can't lay 3.5 on the road with Dallas with that defense. You know, like, their offense is more than capable of covering that number. But the Raiders, you know, they have played people tough at home this year. You mentioned the overtime game against the Jags last week. The Bears game came down to the wire. They've played some people close at home. So I think both of these teams coming off a bye week, Dallas going to Vegas, having the extra week, like, is there any distractions maybe whenever you go on the road in Vegas potentially? I'm leaning towards the Raiders. It might be like a half unit play for me, so I have some investment on the game, but I was leaning that direction just because when you got a defense like Dallas's and you know, you're getting a home dog at +3.5, tend to lean in that direction.
Well, I think for me, at the end of the day, it's like, it feels like Dallas is not a trustworthy favorite. Because if you look at them in their last four games as favorites, they've lost three of those outright. So they just have not been a team that's worth being favored in a lot of these games. A lot of these lines have been tight. So they continue to lose as favorites. This is a road game. But again, you look at the Raiders, who have been underdogs in a lot of these situations, and boy, have they continued to lose games. So I don't know. It's one of those where I feel like I'm not going to be picking a side, because when you bet on, like, a bad team and both teams are bad, like, at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror and be like, hey, I put my hard-earned money on the Las Vegas Raiders. And then, you know, you see a terrible performance, you're like, well, what did you expect? They're the Raiders. And you could say the same thing about the Cowboys, where if you bet on the Cowboys and you look in the mirror, you're like, why did I put my money on this team? And that's why you don't bet on sides when it comes to really bad teams. But I will say this. I do think you could probably make a strong case for the over, because both of these defenses are so bad. But the question mark for me is Geno Smith. Like, can he get it going even against a bad defense? Because I do think that we should see something good from Dak Prescott here, because he has put up some decent numbers this year, even against some better defenses. At least they're going to score points, at least in garbage time. So I have no questions about Dallas scoring points. But I think Las Vegas is maybe the sabotage factor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to the over.
They definitely could be. Yeah, the total at 50, Chelsea, I don't really have a good thought on that. I'll probably stay away from the total. Like I said, maybe a small play on the Raiders +3.5 potentially as well. I might look at like a first quarter bet on Vegas also when, you know, you got two teams coming off a bye like you do in this game. It's a primetime game. You're going up against the Cowboys. I do think the Raiders come out with a bunch of energy, and I could see them getting off to a nice start. So I might take Vegas in the first quarter as well at +120. But, yeah, it's a tough game. It's a tough game to handicap. Feels like the number's right. It feels like it's probably going to be close, probably going to come down to like a field goal game. But I think the points you bring up about Dallas not being a trustworthy favorite is a really good one. And I think the only game that they did win in that span was that overtime game against the Giants when Russell Wilson threw 455 yards, right? So it's like even the only game they did win, they probably shouldn't have, and they got shredded on defense. So yeah, I mean, look, you're getting Dallas as a favorite, and not only are you getting them as a favorite, I mean, it's the ultimate number in football, right? In the NFL, it's that 3.5. Mm-hmm. So I think the Raiders probably the side in the game +3.5.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play a side or a total in this game, but I do think there are a lot of great props to consider. So let's start with receiving props because it does feel like even though these are two bad teams, we have some good offensive weapons that are going to be taking the field in this game. So let's start with CeeDee Lamb because I do think if you're looking for like a blue chip stock, it is CeeDee Lamb. He feels like he has the lowest or the highest floor of any of these teams. You could also probably say he has the highest ceiling because you look at his game logs this year in games that he's been healthy, 9 catches for 112, 5 catches for 110, 7 catches for 74, and 7 catches for 85. So even in his bad games, like the floor is still pretty high for him, but you are going to pay a premium like you do on blue chip stocks. So his receiving prop tonight, 89.5 for the yardage, juicy over at -115. But the catches is only 6.5. It's a little juicy at -145. I know some people don't love laying that juice. But here's the thing. Like the targets have always been there. He's had 12, 10, 8, and 11 targets this year. So even when he doesn't catch all of them, we know that Dak Prescott loves throwing to CeeDee Lamb. So I do think if you want somebody that maybe he doesn't get it just because, you know, these numbers are high, but it does feel like he's not going to be far off. So I think if you're ranking, like, you know, the safest bets, it feels like CeeDee Lamb's up there.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a game where CD, you know, could have a big day. I think I'd probably look at the receiving yardage number more so than the receptions, just because, like you said, I mean, it is juiced so heavily at -145. So I don't really want to lay that many juice for him to get 7 receptions. I think the receiving yard number would be a good one. And maybe look at some alts for Lamb. You know, him at 100-plus is +140, and this is definitely a defense where he could go off. I'm actually looking at the opposite because the Cowboys have been the worst team in the NFL this year against opposing wide receivers. But the problem is we know outside of Brock Bowers, the Raiders don't really have many receiving options. So you're like, is this going to be a Trey Tucker game? Is this even going to be like a Tyler Lockett game? Like, could he make some plays potentially? Are they going to try and use Jenty more as a wide receiver and get him involved that way? I think Trey Tucker's probably the guy that I would look at tonight, though, for Vegas. His receiving number is at 46.5. I mean, Dallas is obviously going to do everything they can to try and take away Brock Bowers. I still think he's going to have a big game for the Raiders, but it just, I mean, his receiving number, Chelsea, 72.5, and the over's juice -140. Like, there's just really no value there for Bowers. So I think either looking at Lockett or Tucker tonight for the Raiders, probably the way to go. And I think Tucker would probably be the guy. So if I were to take a receiving number tonight, just because of how bad Dallas has been against opposing wide receivers, I'd probably look at Trey Tucker.
Yeah, I think if you follow the grid where it's like fantasy points against, the Cowboys, like you mentioned, have given up the most fantasy points and receiving yards to opposing wide receivers. But I feel like when you have a tight end that almost, I know schematically it is different, but usually, you know, when you have somebody like Brock Bowers, wouldn't you still target him like kind of in the same range as like a number one receiver? just because he's the best player on the field for Las Vegas. So I think there is a reason why we see some of these props so high for Brock Bowers, because like 72.5 is the number tonight. His season average is 63. So like this is well above, you know, what we've seen for the season, but oddsmakers are expecting, you know, a bunch of points in this one. But I don't know. Last game, Tyler Lockett surprisingly had the most targets of any Raider. Had 6 targets. I think he was like fresh off the waiver wire or whatever it was. I think he came over from the Titans. Didn't even have that much time to practice with the Raiders, but he got the most targets, 5 catches for 44 yards. But do we trust this moving forward? Like, I don't look at Tyler Lockett and be like, oh yeah, he's been revived into a number one receiver.
No, I don't think so. And again, it's all matchup dependent, right? So like the Jags,
yeah,
that's a favorable matchup. Obviously tonight, Dallas. But like we saw a couple weeks ago when the Raiders went up against Kansas City and they got shut out. I mean, it's all about Geno. And it's all about if he's comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's all about if he's going to put up yards and he's going to move the football. So if he has favorable matchups like tonight, yeah, then I think Tyler Lockett definitely could be a look. But if playing in the AFC West there, especially when you have to go up against Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs, Chelsea, those three teams are the three best right now in the NFL against posing wide receivers in terms of fantasy, or all the three teams in their division. So that's a big part, too, of why Geno has struggled. He's obviously had to play those teams this season, but I think it's all matchup dependent. So yeah, Lockett, like this might be one of the few good games to maybe target him tonight in some props. You mentioned CeeDee Lamb. George Pickens, I think, could be interesting tonight, too. He's actually been really consistent for Dallas. And when Lamb was out is when he had his biggest games, and he hasn't caught a touchdown since Lamb has returned to the lineup. But he did have 7 catches for 78 yards against Denver. He did have 6 catches for 79 yards against Arizona. So Pickens has been really, really consistent this year for Dallas. And again, because the numbers are so juiced with Lamb in terms of his receptions and his receiving numbers at 89.5. I mean, Pickens is at 65.5. So Ferguson's production has dropped off a little bit with Lamb returning, but Pickens has stayed pretty consistent. So I think Pickens, probably if I was targeting a Cowboys receiver tonight, would be the guy that I would go with.
I feel like my brain always goes to longest reception for George Pickens, because he does feel like he is that big catch guy. 23.5 is the number. And I understand like some of these feel easy, but a lot of it is based on like field position. But I will say this, he's gone over this in 3 games, has not gone over it in the last 2. But again, I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth action. So maybe something worth adding to the card, because I do think we see fireworks tonight between both these teams. Coming up next, speaking of fireworks, what a weekend it was in college football. We recap the best of it after the break on the Daily Tough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.